Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We want you to get up this morning on this Saturday morning. And you know what time it is. It is Fresh Start with Dr. Holt. You hear me say it all the time. Every Saturday morning, get your favorite coffee, your bagel, your donut, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Corn Flakes, Frosted Flakes, whatever you like, even Raisin Bran, whatever you like. Let's join the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt. We're excited again for another great episode of the Fresh Start Show. You know that Fresh Start is an organization that focuses are based on people who have been formerly incarcerated and those who have maybe have a warrant is on their way to incarceration. And so we do all we can to help people who have had ties with law enforcement, ties with the justice system. And so we're excited on today for another day. And it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. And so we're happy for another show with the Fresh Start. Listen, we had an amazing fundraiser a couple weeks ago. And we do this so that we can raise funds and have the resources that we need to help our brothers and sisters who have been formerly who have been incarcerated, whether you are currently incarcerated or whether you have come out of incarceration or whether you have a pending warrant. We want to be here to help you. That's what we hear. That's what we're all about. And that's what we want to do for our brothers and sisters. Listen, I thank you for the mail. People have been sending in mail to encourage us and let us know what we're doing is making a difference. And so we want to thank you for sending your mail unto us. We really, really appreciate it. And so we're just excited for our big event that's coming up October 22nd on a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. called the Fresh Start Expo. And so we are looking to make a difference in many people's lives. Come on down. It's the one-stop shop. And we have people from all over that's going to be a part of our Fresh Start Expo. It's going to be at the Tucson Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have all our courts, our partners, our city courts, justice courts, superior courts, juvenile courts. There's going to be with us the judges and is coming out of the courtrooms and coming on the campus live on the Tucson Convention Center. And they're going to be meeting people who are in need and helping people to get their rights restored. They're going to be helping people get their convictions set aside. Our city courts, justice courts, are going to be helping people also who have outstanding warrants to get those warrants, get resolution to those warrants, get those warrants squashed. They're going to be working people who have suspended license. If you have a suspended license, the justice courts and city courts is going to be able to work with you and help you to get those driver's license reinstated. We will have the Pima County One Stop there that's going to do a special job fair for people who have felony backgrounds. So if you and or you know someone, family member, your son, your daughter, niece, nephew, uncle, auntie, whoever that may be, if you have a felony background, still come to the Fresh Start Show. If you're having a difficult time finding work, getting employment, we're going to have the One Stop Pima County One Stop there to do job fairs for people who have some background issues. So listen, hope is not lost. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to keep fighting a good fight. So come on down to the convention center on October 22nd, and that's going to be on a Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's not going to be all day. We're going to take care of some business for the first half of the day, and we're going to let you go. But hopefully when people walk away from Fresh Start, we want to know that people's rights have been restored. We want people to know that they probably going to walk away with a good job. I mean, that's what we're here for. It's the one-stop shop like never before. And so we are excited for what's taking place this fall. It is now September, so that means Fresh Start is next month. Oh my God, where does the time go? It seems like once we start planning for this at the beginning of the year, and it looks like fall just gets here really, really quick. But Fresh Start is next month. So we want you to get everybody that you know to come down to the Fresh Start Expo. This is the re-entry on steroids. There's nothing like us in all the land. There's many different reentry programs and reentry organizations, but there's nothing like us. And we're excited about our product. We're excited about our brand, and we're excited about how we are impacting and we're touching so many lives. So keep that locked. We're here on today. I have a special guest on this morning, and so I want to give her plenty of time to talk about her organization. We have Nancy Han, who is the president of a wonderful, great, powerful organization for women, as far as women empowerment, women equity, social justice, civil rights, human rights. And we're just excited to have her here with us. And actually, they're one of our sponsors for the show. And we're so pleased and honored to have Nancy Han with us. And so we want to give her plenty of time to talk about her organization, what it's all about. And so I don't want to steal her thunder. So if she wasn't here, I'd be talking about it. But now she's here, she can talk even more in detail about it. So thank you, Nancy, for being with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson is very pleased to be able to support this show and to be able to support the Fresh Start Expo. We'll be there with an information table, and really our focus is on providing information and advocacy around restoring voting rights. Let me just tell you a little bit about the League of Women Voters. So the League of Women Voters was founded in 1920, which is the year that women got the right to vote. I should say some women got the right to vote, because we know that that primarily benefited white women. And it wasn't until many decades later that really black women and other women of color got the right to vote. In fact, I think it's also really important to mention that Native American women and men were not recognized as citizens until 1924, 4 years after women theoretically got the right to vote. And in Arizona, Native Americans were not able to vote until 1948. So I think it's very important always to tell the whole story about voting rights in the United States. And the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson has existed for almost 82 years. For 82 years in Greater Tucson, we've been empowering voters and defending democracy. That is our primary mission. We always advocate in a nonpartisan way. We never support parties or candidates in any way, but we do advocate for voting rights and for other issues, such as environmental issues, women's reproductive rights, and voting rights, civil rights, and a whole host of other rights, non-discrimination and others.
Great. So in light of, because, you know, our nation is really going through some serious times, and regardless of how we are in our way of political affiliations, things of that nature, just as Americans, regardless if we're independent Democrat or Republican, I think it's safe to say our America is going through some serious troubling times, and it's very concerning where we are, far as, you know, our rhetoric is too toxic. And, you know, people just flat out just want to act crazy. You know, we're just dealing with that type of climate today. In recent light of the Supreme Court's decision on abortion rights, dealing with the League of Women, what have been some of the response you received since that took place, of the reversal of abortion rights?
Well, the League of Women Voters very firmly and strongly supports reproductive rights for all those who can become pregnant. It just so happened that the decision came down on the weekend of the League of Women Voters National Convention in Denver. It was beginning that same Friday. So hundreds of League of Women Voters members were gathered in Denver for the national convention that very day and got the news in the afternoon. And then after the session on Friday, several hundred went out and marched with the local activists in Denver to protest the decision. And locally as well, we have seen new members joining the League of Women Voters, and we also are organizing ourselves for, you know, the long fight to restore those rights. And actually just last week was Women's Equality Day, and the League relabeled it for this year Women's Inequality Day, because we know that we are not equal as women in our democracy, that our rights are under attack. And we call on our public officials to restore those rights and to make the Equal Rights Amendment part of the Constitution to enshrine the equal rights of all people, women and men. And we also call on Congress to pass voting rights legislation to protect the rights of all people to vote, particularly people of color, because people of color are often the targets of efforts to roll back voting rights and restrict voting rights.
So what are the thoughts of the League of Voters, or Women's Voters, in regards to voter suppression? Because when we're standing for voters' rights, one of the big hurdles is voter suppression. So I would be curious to know your thoughts as far as the League of Women Voters process or thought process in regards to addressing voter suppression, especially, you know, trying to intimidate, you know, different types of classes of people, different communities. Have there been anything in regards to the League's thought or preparedness to deal with that in these future coming elections?
Yes, of course, we oppose all efforts to suppress the vote. We very strongly support voting rights for all people because, you know, we firmly believe that democracy is not democracy without the participation of everyone, and that includes everyone of every race, every ethnicity, religion, gender, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, starting at 18.
Yeah.
You know, it must include everyone. And something that's very relevant to Fresh Start and what we're talking about here today is felony disenfranchisement. Yeah, I know this is something you're very familiar with, and your listeners will be familiar with too. But but I just wanted to give also a little bit of context, and that is that, you know, to some extent, I think maybe we get a little bit normalized to this idea of felony disenfranchisement in the United States. But the truth is, the United States is one of only four democracies in the world that restricts voting rights after a person's period of incarceration has ended. In the vast majority of democratic countries, once a person serves their time, their voting rights are restored. And that's of the ones that restrict them to begin with. There are at least 16 democratic countries that allow felons to vote even while they are in prison. And just to name a few, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, Spain, South Africa, Finland, Ireland, and others. And even in the United States, there are two states, Maine and Vermont, that allows people to vote while incarcerated, along with Washington, D.C., and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. So we should not normalize this. People should be allowed to vote. Their voting rights should not be restricted. And in fact, the United Nations Human Rights Committee has condemned, in the past, has condemned the U.S. for permitting states to ban people with past felony convictions from voting, and has argued that disenfranchisement laws are discriminatory and violate international law.
Wow. Yeah, we know that when you get a felony in this country, it's really giving you a life sentence. It's almost like it really don't matter how much time you spent in prison, because they're going to red flag you for the rest of your life. And to rob you of one of your American God-given constitutional rights, it's just alarming. But again, to continue to disenfranchise and stigmatize people who have been in prison is just garbage. And they're human too. And I think that your organization with the League of Women Voters, as well as Fresh Start and many other organizations, our job is to humanize people. And our job is about restoration, restorative justice, you know, allowing people to navigate back to repairing the breach and repairing broken relationships and the harms that's taking place, but also helping people to reintegrate back in their communities and their families. And people just want another chance, you know. And I think that when you treat people like animals, you get an animal response. And I've always said Department of Corrections is the wrong title for prison. It should be Department of Punishment, because they're not correcting anything. We need to continue to keep pushing. I think that we always have work to do on the narrative of giving people a fresh start and giving them a second chance or a third chance, whatever that looks like, because the struggle is real. And people are not crazy. We know that the system is not broken. The system is in place on purpose to disenfranchise people, because politically, this is part of the strategy. You know, it is to impact voting. If you keep people from voting, just imagine if all those 200,000 people had right to vote. Our whole country, our whole state would just change if 200,000 in Arizona would be able to vote, in the next election. And so people know that, right? And so people benefit from that. So what would you say is probably, in your role, is some of the most difficult challenges that you've had?
Well, I think really just the polarized situation that we find ourselves in. You know, several decades ago, supporting voting rights and enfranchisement was not seen as a partisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the positions that the League supports and advocates for were not seen as partisan issues. But we say the country has moved yeah. to the right, and we have remained where we are. With regard to what you were saying, you know, you're exactly right, and that is why the League of Women Voters is starting an initiative to support people to regain their voting rights after incarceration. This is a new project that we have, and it's modeled after a League of Women Voters of Oakland, similar program, successful program. And we want to be part of basically the welcoming committee, you know, to welcome folks back from incarceration, because they are members of the community with equal value and, as you say, deserve a fresh start.
Yeah.
And we also want people, you know, the League of Women Voters encourages informed, active participation in government. Because if we all participate in the decisions that affect our lives, we will get better decisions over time. And, you know, we could change those laws. If with enough people active in our state government, we could change those laws that disenfranchise people. And again, I know I don't have to, these are not new statistics to you, but the U.S. makes up about 5% of the world's population. Yep. And has about 21% of the world's incarcerated people. That's according to the NAACP's website. And the NAACP's website also points out that African Americans are incarcerated at more than 5 times the rate of white people. So this is not a felony disenfranchisement applied equally. It
right.
is applied very unequally. And so it's an area that really deserves more attention. And we really need to support people and empower people to get their rights back after yeah. incarceration, and to become active participants in democracy and really have a voice and a vote in the decisions that affect their lives. And in fact, research suggests that restoring voting rights to people impacted by the criminal legal system could aid their transition back to community life. And in some studies, civic participation has been linked with lower recidivism rates. In one particular study among individuals who had been arrested previously, 27% of non-voters were rearrested compared to 12% of voters. So we know that voting, you know, civic participation is part of a healthy life, part of an yeah. engaged, healthy life, and part of that empowerment that we all need as individuals to
yeah.
to be able to be active members of our communities and to be able to participate in the decision-making that affects all of our lives.
Nice. And what would you say, far as with the League, of women voters. What are some women of inspiration that you would say that when you guys are working and you guys are meeting and you guys are doing, what are the women that are beacon of lights to your organization that just gives you that breath of fresh air to keep going?
Well, to be quite honest, for me personally, I would say it's our CEO, Ms. Case Solomon. I could point to the historical figures, to the suffrage movement, and indeed, those are inspiring figures who really were able to gain the right to vote for women, and yeah. It was a huge undertaking, and they fought very hard for that right. But as I said before, really that primarily only benefited white women for many decades.
Yeah.
And I mentioned our CEO, the League of Women Voters, U.S. CEO, Virginia K. Solomon, because in 2018, she put out a public statement acknowledging directly that for most of its history, the League of Women Voters has not been welcoming to women of color.
Yeah.
That the League of Women Voters has a history, first of segregation, of not allowing full participation of women of color. And then when the League came around to supporting voting rights for women of color and joining the fight for voting rights for women of color, it was not on the front lines. And so we acknowledge that as an organization, and we have committed to writing that
yeah.
past. Because again, we know that, you know, democracy is not democracy. It cannot be democracy of the people, by the people, for the people, without all of the people.
Yeah.
And so also that was one of the things that attracted me to the League, and one of the things that convinced me that to get involved and to stay in the League. I joined the League. I only joined the League recently, relatively recently, in November of 2020, after the elections. When really the basic foundations of our democracy were called into question in ways that I thought I would never see in my lifetime. And it became clear that if we do not fight for this democracy, we could lose it. And I'm inspired by Virginia Case Solomon and her, you know, acknowledging head on our yeah. past failures as the League to really embrace everybody, and the determination of the League of Women Voters, both at the national level and at the local level, to do that work is something that really inspires me and keeps me wanting to move forward with the League. And am I saying that you know, we've done that work and now we're good? No, absolutely not. You know, we started in 2018 nationally and urging all of our local leagues to do this important work. That's 4 years ago. You know, that's a fraction of a second on the scale of the impact of the history of racism and white supremacy. We know that, you know, and we know that it's not an easy path to take, but it's one that we're committed to going forward.
Thank you. So, no, this is great. It's been a great, powerful conversation having you with us on today. As we're getting ready to close out, you know, 25 minutes go really, really quick. But Nancy Hand, president of the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson, is with us and also one of our sponsors. And we're so thankful to have you to come and to share and to fight the good fight. For surely, this is not some easy work. And so we thank you again for being with us on today.
Thank you so much. And I would like to also encourage people to be active, even if you can't vote right now while you're awaiting restoration. You can still be politically active. You can find the League at lwvtucson.org. I would also invite you to join us on September 17th for a voter education program, where we will have our new elections director for Pima County, Constance Hargrove. You'll be able to hear directly from her about elections administration, and you can find information about that on our website, lwvtucson.org.
Thank you so much. You guys got the information. If you want to join a cause that's bigger than yourself, then give Nancy a call. Let's contact the league and let's see what we can do in our community. Listen, we are out of time. Thank you for this great show. We're here every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. at the Fresh Start Show. We're looking forward to see you October 22nd at the TCC. Take care. Have a great morning. God bless.